wondering when you would show up, precious lamb. Don't fret. You're still safe and asleep in your bed. This is your dream, for I am in your head. You've been having trouble falling asleep lately, haven't you? You've noticed your power has been draining. Every day you grow just a bit weaker. You've tried your best to hide it from those around you. So far, no one has picked up that you aren't as powerful as you used to be. You're quite the clever one, which is exactly why I reached out. Seeing the way you weave this tale, how you manage with dwindling abilities, that's someone I want. Not as a worshipper, no, no, no. That would be a waste of your skills. I see talent in you, potential that I wish to nurture. You could grow into one of the strongest the world has ever seen if you applied yourself. But with your power draining bit by bit each day, that likelihood is starting to decrease. You can feel yourself growing weaker. I've come to loathe the feeling of waking up. There's so much you wanted to do. Now you aren't sure if you'll have the time, right? I guess that's what happens when you go around experimenting. Playing with things that you shouldn't have. But you just couldn't help yourself, could you? The lab calls to you like a beacon every night, pulsing right out of your vision. And look where it got you. You're nothing like you used to be. I would honestly be shocked if your colleagues hadn't caught on. I'm sure they're just trying to save face so that your ego doesn't get hurt. Luckily for you, I have some good news, my lost lamb. I can return you, make you how you were before everything. You'll wake up tomorrow morning with your full potential back. Of course, I won't just do this out of the kindness of my heart. I need something in return. You understand, don't you? Of course you do. What I'm in need of is a champion. Someone brave enough to carry my banner and work for me. I won't be asking you to spread my word or anything. I prefer to do my work in the shadows. It's in my title, after all. You're finally realizing who I am, aren't you? It's just to hit you that this isn't some dream you're controlling. Goddess Fina of the Shadows is calling upon you for help. In exchange for your abilities to return in full strength, and with some extra for agreeing to help me, you will become my champion. If I ask you to get me something, you will drop everything you're doing to fetch it for me. If I tell you I want a certain item in a shop, you are to buy it for me and leave it as an offering. I will live in your head and be with you forever, little lamb. For the champion is the extension of the goddess. It wouldn't be right to leave my favorite doll alone. Who knows what kind of shenanigans you'll get yourself into? Can't have you embarrassing me. You'll be my first champion in a generation. So, what do you say? Do you wish to become a champion to the goddess of shadows? Then we must make it official. First, your clothes must go. Much better already. Now I can take a good look at my champion. Inspect all the finer details. You feel my shadow start swarming around you. Cold air brushing against your skin, making goosebumps start to appear on your flesh. Weren't expecting the icy touch of the tendrils ghosting over you, were you? It's okay, doll. You can lean against them. They're corporeal for you. Special privileges of being my champion. Feeling the shadows coiling around your skin. There isn't a single inch of you left untouched. And that's when you start to feel magic flow through your veins. It feels tingly, doesn't it? Starts at the tips of your fingers, working its way throughout your entire system. You're starting to enjoy the sensation more. What a lovely lamb you're being for your goddess doll. Melting into the embrace of the shadowy tentacles. A throbbing sensation starts to replace the tingles. That's perfectly normal, doll. I'm just starting the transfer. There's just one little thing you're forgetting about. How do you think a burst of your abilities is going to work if it's only on the outside? It's not going to. I'm only able to transfer so much magic into you like this. Absorbing mana through the skin isn't the most effective method. If I were to do it this way, we would be here for days. You writhing around in the mess of shadow tentacles as you feel yourself slowly getting stronger. Well, that might be fun for you. That's not good for me. I want my champion now, and I'm not willing to wait. We are on a timetable after all. Gods aren't known for their patience. I already have some projects I need you to complete for me. Hence me coming to you now. You need something. I need something. And more importantly, I can give you what you want. If it means returning to your old self, you'll trade anything for it. Not that you're complaining, sinking deeper into the mess of tendrils. You're aching for it, aren't you? Then tell me what you want, doll. Tell Goddess what you crave, and I'll give it to you. Listen to you, my champion. Oh, you certainly don't hold back when you want something, do you? That's good, little lamb. I don't want you to hold anything from me. Want some in your head? You won't be able to keep anything from me. I'll know your every passing thought, doll. It's how I know you're not really thinking about anything right now. Focusing all your attention on my purple body instead, despite the blindfold across my eyes, I know exactly where to touch you. Falling apart underneath my very touch, you feel the shadowy tendril thrusting in and out of your ear hole. The magic coursing through your veins, making sure you can take whatever you're given. I'm inside you, precious lamb. I'm in your veins. I'm in your body. I'm everywhere. And it feels so good. You don't want me to stop the intrusion, do you? You can feel your strength returning. The tingling in your veins continues to intensify. Your hips start to rock on their own accord without your permission. And you sink further into the pleasure, melting into the abyss of bliss. Bones pour out of your mouth. You feel so good coiled in all the tendrils. Shadows lap across your skin, teasing your inner thighs, twisting your nipples, even starting to rub you. But none of it feels as good as the one inside you. Oh, yes. You can feel it thickening. The more power seeps into your veins, the magic makes you so much more sensitive. Makes everything so much more intense. You're already starting to struggle. It's okay, doll. I'm here. This is what you wanted. You don't want anyone to know that you're getting weaker now, do you? This is going to remain our little secret. No one has to know you made a deal with a goddess to keep your status. I'll keep you safe if you keep taking my shadows like this. Only way you're going to return to full strength is by having me come inside you. That's what you're aching for, isn't it? Magic goddess come makes everything better, doll. You'll see. All you have to do is keep thrusting. Yeah. You've put all your faith in me so far. There's no reason to stop now. Not when I'm making you feel good. Listening to your moans as the tendril continues to thrust in and out of your eager hole. You find yourself grinding against one of my tentacles. Oh, trying to get even more pleasure. So greedy for being the champion of a goddess. That's something I'm going to have to train out of you. You're supposed to serve me, not the other way around. Don't forget your place, doll. I might be giving you your powers back now, but I can also take them away with the snap of my fingers, just like I did with your clothes. You're going to take what I give you and earn those abilities of yours back like a good champion, okay? Yeah, like that. Good job, precious lamb. Now keep rocking your hips like that. When you start to move, you feel the tendril curl up inside you. Start tickling a little bundle of nerves that makes you see stars. Eyes clenched shut. You let out a whine, rocking yourself pathetically against the mass of shadows. I know what you need, doll. You need something to help keep you quiet. Open your mouth for me. Oh, look at you. Listening so well. Keep it open as you feel a cold shadow start to enter your mouth. Like that. The tendril on the other side never stops thrusting. The tentacle stroking you never stops. Instead, you start sucking around the one in your mouth. Feeling it start to go down your throat. You can't help but moan at the sensation. Swallowing desperately around it to memorize as much of the taste as you can. Filled from both ends, just like a proper champion should be. You look so fucking sexy like this. I made the right call when picking you. You're desperate enough to do just about anything, aren't you? I know you are, little lamb. Only someone in some absolutely dire situation would accept a bargain like this. Oh, not that you care. You feel almost like your old self again. Moaning without a care in the world. The tendrils keep moving, never stopping, pushing you closer to the edge. You can't help how your body reacts. Writhing around in the coiling shadows. The magic in your vein makes you so much more sensitive, so much more reactive. Everything feels so much better, doesn't it? Oh, fuck. I know, doll. I know it does. You take me so fucking perfectly. Choking on the tendril in your mouth. Your tongue swirls around it, trying to swallow every ounce that I give you. Meanwhile, your hole happily clenches around me, trying to keep the shadows in. You don't want to be empty for even a second, do you? That means that the magic stops filling you up. You've never felt so good, so stuffed. You don't want it to end. The only thing you want to do is be a good lamb and earn your abilities back, right? That's right, my champion. Just a bit more and then you'll feel like your old self. Trust me, I'm close too. You feel so amazing wrapped around me, taking me this deeply. You continue to gag around the intrusion in your mouth. I don't want it to stop. Not when you're so close. Despite the mess you're making, it feels too good. You like how your noises sound when they're muffled. The magic in your veins is not helping you out either, only making you feel even better. Get even closer to tipping over. Fuck. Oh, I know you're close, doll. You're doing such a good job of waiting. That's going to pay off in about a second because I can't hold back. Oh, not anymore. You're too fucking much, my champion. I can't. Oh, fuck, I can't. You manage so well. Do you feel any difference? I'm sure it's already starting. A warm sensation flows over your body as you relax into the mass of writhing shadows again. That's it, little lamb. Rest now. You've earned it. You have a big adventure coming up. I need you in tip-top shape for it, my champion. Yes, I do. You aren't going to make a fool of me on your debut. That's why I'll be giving you a few extra abilities alongside your old ones. Consider this the new and improved version of yourself. I couldn't let my champion go out into the world without some kind of badge of mine. I need everyone to know who you belong to, doll. You're not an average citizen anymore. You're far beyond that. Called to a higher purpose. Things you're going to achieve in my name, my champion. Your glory is going to be far and wide. I can see it now. So close your eyes and go back to sleep. You can make me brown tomorrow. For tonight, you may rest.